This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's no need to look outside, 'cause you'll know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, Down Darker Trails edition. Featuring Abel Morrison as Tennessee Twister.
Yeah, job is to catch bandits, bring them in, put them in the ground, doesn't matter.
Alex Morrison as Duck Carliday, Dex when determining contact. Oh, I can't talk today. Sam Morrison as Paul McGruff.
For my one daughter, she's my bride and joy.
Bride and joy.
Donovan Ballard as Dallas Donronimo.
For Mother America.
Seth Morrison as Massachusetts Marvin.
Yeah, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Your game master, the keeper of arcane lore for this session, Peter Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your six-shooter. Let's ride.
Okay, so the smaller dragon hits the dirt. It is covered in blood, half exploded, and what appears to be dead. The larger dragon is very upset. It shrieks loudly, which will be added in post, and comes after you. He says, come at me, bro.
All right, I got the first one. You guys get this one.
He's on his way, but basically you guys will get one more round of turns before he arrives. Or she.
I heroically grab the dynamite and run into the fray.
Do you change your name to Tallahassee Turner?
I put Donronimo in front of me.
Okay, so I'm actually going to let Duck Carliday go first because his gun is readied, so he gets plus 50 to dex.
Dude.
So do I.
I was taking aim. Unless
now, you have
it's still
a bow
too
and
far
arrow.
Away.
Does bow and arrow give you a plus 50 to dex?
No, it doesn't. The only person with plus 50 to dex is Duck Carliday. You may go first.
Right.
Even though Tennessee Twister is readied, he does not get plus 50 to dex. Go ahead, Duck Carliday.
Alright, so how close is Mommy Dragon?
It is 30 feet away at this point. It's coming fast.
30 feet? Alright, well, then I'm going to drop my rifle, and I'm going to whip out my two six-shooters.
Is the range yards or feet?
I think it's yards.
Okay, so 30 yards.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, 30 feet is fine. But it's coming close. It's pretty fast once it gets moving.
Right. It's in my, like, long range or my pistols, which are both 15 feet. Yeah. So that'll mean it'll have to be a hard success on both of them. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to whip out both my six shooters and just unload.
Okay, so you're doing three shots per hand?
Dual wielding, two-handed, six shots. Let's see this. You guys can see a real gunfighter in action. I say, hey guys, duck. All right, so penalty die on all of my shots.
Yep.
Okay, all right. My damage. All right, so first is going to be with my Lamat pistol.
Okay.
Three shots with that. Okay, first shot is a success, barely. 88 out of 90.
Ooh. Oh, your thing is 90?
Yeah, he's pretty good with his guns. I may have overpowered him, giving him six possible shots.
A bit of a dab hand with a shooting iron.
He gets six shots, has a 90.
Jeepers.
And only one penalty die.
Yeah, second is a hit. It's a 28 out of 90. Third shot is a hit, 78 out of 90. Okay, now with my 44 Colt. First shot, hit, 68 out of 90. Second, ooh, I got a penalty die. On both my penalty die, I rolled double zeros.
Jeez.
Oh.
So that's a six, gents.
Is that an impale?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you might
kill full damage, right?
You might kill the dragon in one shot or in one turn, which is insane.
Impales full damage, right?
Yeah, plus. Okay. Last round, 71 success.
So you hit it six times plus an impale?
Yeah.
So the impale just means he gets full damage on it.
No, he gets full damage and gets the roll again.
Okay. So first roll is 5 plus 1, so 6. Second, 5 plus 1, 6. Third, 10 plus 1, 11. Now the other 3, 8 plus 2, 10. So now the impale, so that's a 12 plus 5 plus 2, 7. So 17 or 19. 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay, so 6, 6, 11, 10, 19, and 11?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Gotta calculate armor. This is bullcrap, dude. So you blow it backwards, but it's still alive. It's coming at you. Are you...
That's it. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's the best I got, guys.
I pull up my boomstick and shoot it in its eye.
No, it's Tennessee Twister's turn.
Tennessee Twister.
I have higher dex.
He's ready.
I'm gonna...
Like, he skipped his last turn to ready. You also get a bonus die.
Oh, right. Sweet. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna unload both Peacemakers.
So you have to take two penalty die...
On my left hand?
Yes.
So, on my right hand, I don't have any penalty die, right? Because I was readied, so I had a bonus die?
Yeah. So no penalty die on your right hand, two penalty die on your left hand.
You mean not one?
Well, I mean, did you have those guns readied?
I was ready. I sold you.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Round. All right. You're right. Those are the guns you chose to ready. Fine. No penalty die on the right hand, one penalty die on the left hand.
Okay.
You guys are about to see some real awesome display of gunplay right here.
All
right.
My first roll. 94. I missed.
There's a move they like to call the Tennessee Twister.
Wait, you rolled a 94?
I rolled a 94. I missed my first shot. My firearms is 80.
Okay.
77, so that hits. 68, so two hits with my right. Moving to my left hand. Let's see.
Die.
65 on my first shot. Success. 79 on my second shot. Barely success. And a 79 again.
So I
hit 5 out of 6.
5 successes. Dang. Okay. Roll for damage.
Okay. Let's see. First shot, 3 plus 2, so 5. 6. 7. 5. And how many is that?
That's 4.
You got 23.
And a 10, so 12.
33.
So 5, 6, 7, 5, 12?
Yeah. 30,
should be 33 damage.
35.
Oh, that's 35.
35 damage.
Okay, it takes the hits. It seems like a few of those shots kind of glance off of its scales, though, and it keeps coming. Who's next in order?
I've got a 90.
All right, you're next.
I have a 95, but...
Oh, never mind. Massachusetts Martin's next.
All right, well, so I got a 45 Smith & Wesson with a range of 15.
Yeah, it's,
and you said
it's within
15,
range.
Right?
Yeah, so, it's within range.
So if I shoot 3 times, do I just 1 penalty die?
Yes.
All right, I'll take 3 shots. And I only have 2 die, so I gotta roll twice. So I'll say them as I go. So 29 and 39. So success.
Okay.
35 and 25. Success.
Nice.
1.
Whoa!
That's an impale.
But the other one was 91, so I missed.
Oh, dang.
So,
all right, so you hit twice?
2 success, yeah.
Okay, roll for damage.
1d10.
Plus
2?
Yeah. 1d10 plus 2? Yeah.
1, so 3. And 9. So 14 total.
Okay.
Yeah!
All right, it's still coming.
Jeez.
I take 3 shots.
Okay. Take 3 shots.
Here goes nothing.
It's getting real close, guys. It's like, it's ready to rip your faces off.
Woo! I rolled 2 30s, 36 out of 45. That's a success.
You only have 45?
Yeah.
Huh.
Boom. 30 and 10. So 32 is a success. 40 and 10. 46 out of 45. I'll spend 1 luck.
Sounds good. So you hit 3?
3 times.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
2, so 4. 1, so 3. Mother flupper. 10, so 12. So 3, 19. 4, 19.
All right. You take 3 shots. They all hit. It's staggering, but it's still on its feet, and it's pretty mad. I think you're the last.
What about Don Ronimo?
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at Don Ronimo.
I take out my boomstick.
Don Ronimo.
Here I go.
Okay, I'm pretty sure your boomstick is a one-shot weapon, right?
All my weapons are one-shot weapons.
Except the tomahawk.
Except my tomahawk.
Yeah, it's probably close enough for you to tomahawk it.
Oh.
It's like right
there. Scalp that dragon. You sell its skin for
Yeah,
lots.
But the damage is way better on my boomstick.
Then boom.
Okay, go ahead. I'll allow it, I guess. I mean, there's no I guess. It's a long-range weapon, but I mean, like, it's not like... Just freaking shoot it.
How much?
85 out of 40.
Spend 45 luck.
So I spend 45
luck. You're so tiny,
luck.
It like just knocks you over.
I pick him up and chuck him at the dragon as an offering.
All right, so you miss. Where?
Nobody tosses a dwarf.
I miss.
Okay.
Is he at the top of the totem pole? Does he fly off?
Yes, he flies off. All right, the
mini me style.
Hang on. So it's the dragon's turn.
Ruh-roh.
So who happened to be standing out in front?
That would be Don Ronimo.
Paul McGuff.
No, he's
you're.
It's Massachusetts Marvin because that's the one they recognize.
All right, so he actually gets two attacks.
I do.
The dragon gets two attacks.
But what about me?
The dragon.
It sees Tallahassee Turner. Just kidding.
Whoa!
Massachusetts Marvin.
Tallahassee Turner. He's here to rescue us.
Dallas for some Don reason, Ronimo is his adoptive father.
For some reason.
Do we look? Do we look to the west on the rising of the sun on the fifth day?
And here comes Tallahassee Turner. It raises its claw and it takes a big swipe at. Massachusetts Marvin, are you gonna dodge or are you gonna fight back?
Obviously fight back.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Can I fight back with my Arkansas toothpick or is it just my fisticuffs?
I'll allow you to fight back with your Arkansas toothpick.
And why am I keep talking like Tallahassee Turner?
Because you never played anyone else.
This is true. Alright, my fighting brawl is 65. My dodge is only 42, so...
Skeet Fluter.
Oh yeah, you played Skeet Fluter and Gil McGann. I'm
gonna go ahead and fight back.
So if you fight back, you have to have one success greater than the dragon. So if it gets a regular success, you have to get a hard success, otherwise he wins. If you dodge, same level of success, you win.
Oh, I will dodge then.
Okay.
So I got a 96.
It's gonna turn into paste.
Hello, dragon.
Goodbye, reporter.
Sorry, I blew up your mom.
So the dragon actually rolled a 94, so.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
It also misses. Alright, it gets a second swipe.
Swatted each other.
It whiffs. And then it takes a second swipe at you again. You gonna dodge or you gonna fight back with him?
I'm gonna dodge again and say, sorry I blew up your child. Fidget.
Dodge again?
Sorry I blew up your mom, Ricky.
I'm gonna dodge again.
Dodge again.
That time I got a success. 38 out of 42.
Okay. It misses. You're able to successfully dodge out of the way.
Take that. I stab it with my pen.
Dang, way to go, Massachusetts Marvin.
That was pretty embarrassing for the dragon.
I stab it in the eye with my pen.
Bob and weave. Bob and weave, Marvin.
Duck Carl a day. It's your turn.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty much right on top of you.
Do I take a penalty die for firing into melee combat?
I'm going to say no because it's a giant dragon. What do you think?
Dodged, man. I, fell down onto my all fours and rolled away like a barrel.
Bail rider.
So I'm on the ground.
I'm thinking about this from a logistics standpoint. You guys are standing up on this ledge, firing down at the dragon. The dragon jumps up to the ledge and reaches forward, but you guys are all you know what I mean? It's not like you're amongst the dragon, mixed in. It's like in front of you.
In that case, I did a backflip.
I don't know, I guess.
All right, then I am going to unload my revolvers on the dragon.
All right,
fast load.
Aren't you out of bullets though? Don't you have to reload?
No, because he took three of each. He can do one more round, and then he's emptied both.
Shut up, Marvin.
Meta keeper.
Hey, somebody's got to dive.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to fire.
Shoot at his eyes. Shoot at his eyes.
Long ways.
I'm going to fire three times with my Colt Dragoon, and then I'm going to flip the little switch on my Lamat pistol and fire my shotgun round directly into its face.
All right, sounds good. So Alex's Lamat pistol actually has a shotgun built into it.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool. So anyway, sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I don't get any penalty die. Do I get any penalty dice on this?
Right next to him, no.
Nah, I'll say no.
Okay, all right. First shot. Hit. Second. That's a fail.
Malfunction.
It's a miss. And it's a 98.
Oh, yikes. Malfunction.
My malfunction is 99.
Oh, phew. Okay.
All right, so that's a miss. Third shot is a 64. That's a success. And then my shotgun round with my Lamat.
Suck on this.
Oh! Is a 93. Out of 90, I'm going to spend 3 luck.
Okay. So is that 3 hits?
Yeah, 3 hits.
Okay.
So.
What about your shotgun?
So first one is 9 plus 2, 11. Second is 7 plus 2, 9. And then with my shotgun round, I guess is... Oh, it's only 2d6. All right. 6.
Okay. So you shoot it 3 times. It takes a round to the chest. It takes a round to the chest again, and then you blow it in the... You shoot it in the face with your shotgun. Somebody's got 95.
Is that me,
Massachusetts? All right, you're up.
That's Massachusetts Marvin.
All right, I got one more dynamite. Should I just light it and drop it in its mouth?
No, because you'll blow all of you up.
Thanks, Keeper, for the good advice.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, I'll take 3 shots with my 45.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, do I still get a penalty die, or is it point blank?
No, it's point blank. So you get a penalty die, but then you get a bonus die.
All right.
Negating the penalty die.
All right, 23, success. 96, not a success. And an 88. 122 and an 8.
Okay.
So that's a fail. So I get 1d10 plus 2.
Okay.
And I'm out of ammo. 3, so 5. I took 5 points.
Okay, so you fire into it, and it just glances off of its scales. It doesn't look like it even did anything.
Did it knock a scale loose?
No, it did not knock a scale loose.
I say, take that!
I'm pretty sure, Paul McGruff, are you next?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to reload, because I've shot 6
shots. So he's right in front of you. You could conceivably melee attack him. I mean, just a thought.
Alright, I'm gonna swing my axe at him.
Okay. I probably should stop giving those things away.
Give it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. can I swing more than once with my axe?
No.
Make it count.
I rolled a 6 out of, or no, a 9 out of 80.
Okay, so that's an extreme success. Is it an extreme success that's an impale, or is it, I don't know, is it an axe?
Yeah, it's extreme.
Is an axe an impaling weapon?
Hell yeah, it is.
I would assume so. I mean, it's so sharp.
Chop it in the eye.
It is not an impaling weapon.
I chop off its body.
All right, so you just get
max,
you just
damage.
Get max damage.
Which is 10?
Yeah, 10.
All right, you swing your axe forward and embed it into the... Actually, I'm not going to describe this. You describe it.
All right, all right, as we're unloading on this beast, and it gets right up in our grills, swinging its paws at my comrades in arms, I run out of ammo, and I just charge in, swinging my axe wildly, and I jump at it like a wild man swinging down long ways. And I embed the axe right between his eyes and split it in two long ways.
Split it in two from behind.
Yeah, at least you didn't do it from behind. All right. So you split the dragon's head right between the eyes and embed the axe into its brain. Brains and gore and blood spew forth and just spray you down, and you are now covered in dragon blood.
Does it knock me off?
What?
Well, I was on its head, obviously, swinging the axe down. It was the gust.
No, you Legolas off
so
his tail.
So what I'm, what I'm going to say is you split his brain, and then as it's falling into the chasm, you push off with your feet and flip backwards and do a backflip back onto the ledge, landing on your feet like an elf.
You just forget to let go of the axe, and you fall off the cliff with it.
You fall to your doom. Okay, so
how many
you guys
hit points
have,
did we take off that thing?
So
8,000.
The
174, but I'm assuming that only some of them penetrated.
The dragon has 8 armor, so you have to take off more than 8 to take off anything. So every attack you did that was less than 8 was 0.
Cool. Yeah.
So Alex's first attack took off 63, but it was a net of 19.
Got ya.
So yeah, it took a while.
Well, I should have changed to this Massachusetts Marvin. I would have done more damage.
All right, so as the dragon falls to the canyon below, you guys managed to slay 2 dragons in this canyon completely unscathed. And as you see the lights go out of the dragon's eyes, that oppressive feeling of dread that had come over you as you entered the canyon seems to lift. You don't know if it's just your perception because the danger is gone, and or if there's something more to this, and if something else has happened that has lifted that oppressive weight off your shoulders. All right, you have killed the dragons.
Good thing I had 2 guns.
The path of the bandits.
One for each of you.
All right, everybody, reload and let's go.
Yeah, I'm assuming everybody reloads with your endless supply of bullets.
So, are we not gonna talk about how a couple of dragons?
We
just
don't got time. We're all where are
came
all the
running
white
up out
women
of here,
at?
And we just had to kill a couple.
I want to harvest the dragons. A dragon.
How are you going to harvest the dragons?
Every little bit. Every little piece. We'll lop him up, chop him up.
We're
going to
lop him up and chop him up.
Lop him up, chop him up.
Oh, I really walked into that one.
Drag him from the cave.
Money, money, money.
It's money, money, money.
Can't you hear that jingle jangle sound?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's the end
hey,
of this
pa.
Episode, folks.
Money, money,
you
money.
You
want to
take
money,
that axe and
money,
start
money,
to lop him up, chop him up?
Money, money, money. All right. Thank you for that, all of you.
All right. Well, okay. We reload and we better get on our way.
Reload and go.
I guess those legends of monsters up here in this canyon weren't too far off the track.
All right, I gotta get to my daughter before they feed her to more dragons.
Who the hell are you? You do not sound like the same guy.
I do sound like the same guy. I'm just distressed. We just killed big beasts, dragons to be exact, and my daughter is still being held captive by bandits living in dragon-infested territory.
I was coming out west, see, to get a big story to launch my career, and I never thought it would be this big.
That's what she
I'm
said.
I'm gonna record all this and make sure you guys are make sure you guys are in my story. Can I get a quote from you, Pa McGruff? What do you say about this dragon, huh?
Well,
let's go, Don Ronimo.
Make sure you get our names right. I'm Duck Carladay. I think that guy's name's Tallahassee Turner.
Let's go, Don Ronimo. Let's go. Start walking up the trail.
Walk, walk, walk all day long. walk, walk, walk.
Right, I
As I sing this song.
All right.
It's me.
Yeah, let's get a move on.
Dolhaven Delatimo.
Delatimo. So you guys are walking, I take it, along the pathway.
So this canyon is...
All right, do I need the track again? Or do I still see the hoof prints?
All right, you guys keep walking along the canyon. It's a pretty long road, longer than you expected. But eventually you get to the end of this canyon. It opens up a little bit wider. As you guys approach the end of the canyon, the sun is going down. It's starting to get dark. You guys have been on the road for quite a while. You're getting a little bit tired. But when you come out to the end of the canyon, you see a fork. So your pathway is kind of a small, right, like almost deer path through that narrow canyon. But to the south, so you guys are coming in from the east, which is the bottom of this new thing. And you're coming along or up to a trail that is much bigger. It's wide enough probably to admit like a horse-drawn carriage or a wagon of some kind. And that path goes north and south. So essentially you've come to a fork where you're coming in from the east, and if you turn left, you are going to go south, and if you turn right, you're going to go north. But there's this pathway in front of you.
Well, if we go north, we can make it to the Martin Ranch. Isn't that correct?
We don't know where the Martin Ranch is. We just know it's up here somewhere.
But he said the Martin Ranch was in the canyon to the north, so I think we need to go north.
You just said it was out in the canyon somewhere.
He also said it was to the north.
You guys have been kind of going, like, northwest the whole time.
Are there any footprints or anything that could kind of indicate which path we should take?
Yeah, let's do a little bit of tracking.
Let
here.
Me lose some tracking. Track. Hold on real quick. I'm going to do some tracking.
I would like to track as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 61 success.
Very hard failure on my part.
Very good success.
I think they went back the way we came from.
Okay, we follow McGuffin.
So you...
They were all riding.
I forget your name every 5 seconds. Dallas Donronimo. Dallas Donronimo, you look closely at the paths ahead, and you can see that the horse tracks you've been following for the past 12 hours or whatever it is. I guess it's probably not 12 hours, but you get the idea. It's been several hours. They lead towards the north.
I told you. Hey, Duck. Eat it. Eat it, Duck. My bum. Okay? Eat it.
All right, guys. Let's go to the north.
All right, bend over. Bend over. Let's do this. You want me to eat it? I will, globalist.
Well, I do have something to confess now that we're very close after killing these scaly monsters. As you have noticed... My accent is not from America.
Whoa. Dun, dun, dun.
Could have fooled me.
My name is Damodrovsky. I am from Russia. My family came many years ago, and they hated me, for I am very small and dwarfish. This is a sign of weakness in Mother Russia. So they abandoned me to a tribe of Indians. Duck, I would like you to take this seriously, okay? Now listen.
I feel like your accent's faltering bit here. That's okay, go ahead.
Is that why your skin is so pasty white and you speak with a Russian accent?
You know, some stuff wasn't adding up before.
Family came to the Americas many years ago. Little did I know it was a prank, and they wanted to ditch me here because of my stature. I am very small, and this is a sign of weakness in Russia. So I got adopted by a tribe of Indians, and the head of that tribe was named Chief Daddy.
Is that his name, or just what you called him? He's like, you're dead.
Daddy. I just thought you were like, kind of like a cute little teddy bear.
Well, thank you. Anyways, yeah, Chief Daddy brought me into his tribe, and I was raised until the Pinkertons found me to use me as tracking. For in my small stature, I can get to tiny places and track tiny things.
That's really a moving story you got there, Don Ronimo, but my daughter's life's at stake here, so can we get a move on?
Nah, well, I'm almost done with my story, but we can walk as I tell the story.
Hang
I even
on,
got
Paul, that can wait.
A riveting song. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Walk, walk,
wait,
walk.
Hang on. Never
all
mind.
Day long.
All day long?
Walk, okay, walk, mind, walk, walk while I sing this we Russian song.
That's quite the Russian song.
Okay.
Borscht, 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 hammer and sickle.
Borscht, borscht.
Okay, guys, if I don't make it out of this, please put in a good word for me, okay?
Nice. All right.
I sure will if you can lend me a hand.
As you guys turn to the north, the sun is now fully down and it's fully dark out. But after a while of walking along this path, it starts to widen to the point that a cart could quite easily fit along the dirt trail. And as you crest a small rise, you see the path laid out in front of you. About 100 yards from where you now stand is a small outbuilding, just on the west side of the road. And directly beyond that, the road begins a gradual climb up a hill. And at the top of the hill, about a quarter mile from the outbuilding, is a massive ranch house. The ranch house looks like at one point it could have been the pride and joy of the whole New Mexico territory.
See, Dallas, I told you this place was up here.
The pride and joy.
Hey, Duck, eat it.
Don Ronimo, I told you it was right up here. Good thing we went up north.
10,000 square feet, if it's an inch, with pristine white wood siding and massive clear glass windows. At its height, it would have been a vision to behold. Not now, though. The building itself looks like long ago someone stopped taking care of it. If you were to judge from the derelict state of the broken windows, mud-stained siding, and ground overgrown with weeds and pockmarked with molehills, you would think no one had inhabited the house in a century. But even as you note its ghastly appearance, you can't help but notice the line of fresh horse tracks leading past the outbuilding and directly up the hill to the ranch house. What do you do?
We run.
Can I roll spy hidden and see if we like see anything, any going on?
Just like I said, guys, the ranch house up here in the north.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right. I think I want to go check out this little shack thing. Let's take a search in here and maybe bed down for the night.
All right. So you guys approach the shack?
Well, I mean, can we look around? We see anybody around?
Can I roll a spot hidden?
Yes, you can roll a spot hidden.
Yeah, I'm rolling one too, because I asked first.
Ooh, 24!
I asked first.
Success!
Boom, success for me too.
I got 61, I failed. I don't see nothing. Except for this ranch being exactly where I said it was going to be.
What do my Russian eyes see?
What do my hillbilly eyes see?
Not like where this fake Indian was trying to take us.
Yeah, I guess I was faking it.
Don Ronimo was the imposter.
You guys...
Don Matrovsky.
You guys see a flickering light
That's it?
Coming from the outbuilding.
I dynamite it.
What about the shack?
All right, let's blow it up.
Just kidding.
Wait, there's kids in there.
So I draw my guns and stealth inside to go stealth my way up to the building and pull out my Arkansas toothpick.
Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and stealth with him.
Is there anybody here that is particularly sneaky among us? Any of you guys good at scouting? I know this guy's a fake Indian, but can you be real stealthy?
I was trained by Indians in the woods, and they told me how to be sneaky.
Okay, you guys got to roll for stealth, then.
Okay, here I go. I'm on the roll for stealth. Success, 57.
I have a bonus die. I have a shadow talent or whatever, but he already rolled a success, so I don't want 12 people going, so I'll just hang back.
Well, you can have, like, two people go. Yeah. I mean,
two people's good.
Two stealthy peeps.
Yeah, you guys go. We'll hang back.
You also have that other thing, Seth, where you get, if you attack somebody that doesn't know you're there, you get two bonus attacks.
Dang.
Well, that's why.
You're like a rogue.
Yeah, come on, assassin boy.
That's why I was going to go do it.
Yeah, maybe he can use Sly Flourish.
After I see Massachusetts Marvin just, like, disappear as he draws his dagger into the darkness, I look at the other guys and I'm like, wait a second, is Massachusetts Marvin the name of, like, a serial killer?
So wait, did you roll success, Seth, or have you not rolled yet?
I haven't rolled yet. And I start running away and I say, you'll never catch me!
Those women deserved it.
Jeez. I shoot him in the head. All right, I got a 6.
Whoa. Ooh. All right, Seth, so just Massachusetts Marvin pulls a gold ring out of his pocket and puts it on.
Ninja vanish.
And he ninja vanishes. All right, so Dallas Donronimo and Massachusetts Marvin sneak up towards the house. Is anybody else going with them, or is it just those two?
I'm going to hang back with my sharps out, just in case.
All right, well, I have the keen hearing thing, so as we get a little bit closer, I want to do a listen before I enter in to slice their throats.
Go ahead. So there's a couple windows. You can also look at the windows, but you can do a listen roll.
Okay. All right, 14, so success there.
You hear the low whisper of at least two people speaking.
Would you like butter on that, sir?
Oh!
I'm gonna sneak in. I have a special attack bonus.
Or I'm gonna get my tomahawk out, and if you fail, I will come in behind and finish them off.
All right, Dallas. Let's, So I whisper to him, and I'll go in first with my sweet shadow attack bonus. Okay. Try to slice both their throats and whatever.
So are you going in for a melee attack, or are you gonna, like, go up to the window and just start blasting?
I want to keep it quiet. I don't want anybody at the ranch to hear us, so I gotta go in with my knife and slice throats.
Okay.
Well, don't you want to see what's going on first?
Yeah.
Slice first, ask questions later.
Alright, I guess I'm gonna peek inside the window.
Okay, you see two bandits. They're kind of looking warily around. They're each holding Sharp's rifles. But they're kind of congregated in the center of the room, and there's a oil lamp on the hanging from the wall near them.
All right, is there a way for me to sneak in and slice throats from behind without them seeing me?
Should we double team them?
I don't think so. They're not, like, they're basically facing opposite directions, so it's not a very big building. They've got a view of the entrance.
Is there two entrances?
Yeah, but they've got one guy looking at each.
Make a plan with
So I looked in the window and there's two doors and they're both there's two guys in there. One's looking at each door, so I propose that I take one door, you take the other, and we'll knock or make some noise out of them, and when they come to him, open it up, we'll stab him in the chest.
Caw-caw. Caw-caw.
Whoa. Did you hear that? Seems like there's a Russian bird outside.
Caw-caw. Here I am, Russian bird.
All freedom will be destroyed.
So you see through the window, both of the guys turn their heads towards the Russian bird. All right, Dallas Don Ronimo, where are you standing?
I'm standing next to the door now.
You're standing next to the door?
Yeah, so when they come out, I slice it with my tomahawk.
You're on the side of the door?
Yeah.
Okay, the dude shoots three shots through the door.
Stay away. We don't want nothing to do with what's going on. Just leave us alone.
Ka-ka, ka-ka. You miss me.
Well, I guess if they shot through the door, there's no more stealthing. I was trying to keep the gunshots away from up in the ranch and people hearing us.
Well, how was I supposed to know he was going to shoot?
They shot. Why'd they shoot at a bird?
They're pretty twitchy.
Well, all right. I guess I'll sneak back
where
to the...
Where are you? Where are you, you Russian birds?
Clearly outside where birds like to be.
They're kind of looking around, but they're getting twitchier.
So I'm assuming we all reloaded after we fought the dragons, right?
Yeah. Sam mentioned it.
All right, well, after they fire through the door, I'm going to walk up, kick open the door I was closest to, and start blowing them away.
You weren't even there.
Yeah, you're kind of farther off.
Was I farther away?
Yeah, these guys stealthed in.
They stealthed in.
Well, like how far?
To scout.
Like...
We told them to go scout.
At least 15 yards.
All right, well, when I hear the gunshots, then I start heading towards them.
Okay. Are you trying to be stealthy, or are you not trying to be stealthy?
Nope, not anymore.
All right.
What's that? I hear someone coming. Get ready.
All right, they've readied themselves.
No, no one's coming. It's just me, the bird.
Is there any windows?
Yeah, Seth's looking at one.
Yeah, I was going to shoot him through the window.
Are they distracted by my door yet?
They're still watching both doors. Yeah. Wait, no, they looked at your door because you made noise, and I don't think Massachusetts Marvin did.
No, he didn't. Go ahead, use your stealth thing now. You're a shadow binding.
So, yeah, looking at the front door. I mean, which door are you guys at? Are you at the front door and Dallas is at the back door? Or
yeah,
what?
I'm at the front door.
All right, I'm going to stealth into the back and slice both their throats.
Yeah.
All right, I'll allow it. You do have your bonus or your fancy pants thing.
Right.
So go ahead and do two attacks with
ka-ka.
Your...
Ka-ka.
All right.
You get a bonus die.
Fighting brawl with a bonus die and I get a roll three times or... Just two attacks.
Just two attacks. Like one each.
All right. I guess I probably won't be able to kill them both, but, it doesn't really even matter if I'm stealthy anymore because they already shot, which is what I was trying to avoid, so...
Well, they don't know where you are.
It's true.
You can still be stealthy.
Like, do you get, like, any damage bonuses? Like, backstab for attacking when they're...
Assassinated.
Unawares?
Is it like a Halo game where you smack them in the back and they go down?
Yeah.
Yeah. You karate chop them like Goldeneye?
Well, that's the whole point of me doing it is so you can be stealthy. They don't know you're coming, so yes, you can still be stealthy. I don't see why that's a problem.
Well, the problem was they already shot. So,
but how does that?
Yeah, but
how does that
if they don't
stealthy?
Know you're coming, you get a bit, like a double attack, right?
I know, so I might as well use my gun.
Yeah, oh. Seth was saying he didn't want them to fire the gun because it's loud and they can hear it at the ranch. That was the point Seth was making.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but sneaking in and stabbing guys to death without them knowing is way more fun.
It is. It does sound pretty cool, but my...
yeah, it sounds way cool.
But my Arkansas toothpick only has a 1d6 plus damage bonus, which is a d4.
Yeah, it's
so
cool. It's cool as heck.
Most I could take off is 10.
That should be enough to kill them, yeah?
What does your bonus thing do? Your stealthy bonus thing?
He gets to attack twice without... anybody reacting.
Oh, frig, that's cool.
So, yeah, the most I could take off is 10 per person.
All right, get out your boomsticks.
Can you attack
sticks.
The same person twice?
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, but I
he
guess
he can do whatever he wants.
Still get shot.
And then when he turns around to try and attack you, you fight back and you stab
right.
him to death, too.
So here's what
yeah.
I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing. See, I'm going to stealth in, and I'm going to stab the same guy twice, but I'm going to hug him from behind so that I use him as a body shield against the other guy. So I'm going to stab this dude twice and hold him by the neck, by the throat. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Sure.
So then if the other guy shoots at me, then I'm wearing the body armor of a man.
You should shove your gun up that guy's butthole and bend him over and shoot at the other guy.
Yeah, and then shoot the other guy out, out the first guy's mouth.
All right, so the first roll is a 2. Use him as a silencer.
Somebody has to pull. Yeah, as a silencer. I think we just solved
stealthy
it.
Stealthy attack.
Yeah.
There you go.
So as stealthy as it gets.
Your melee attack is sticking your gun up the first guy's butt. And then bending him over and shooting the other guy out of his mouth.
Using it as a silencer.
Yeah. Oh, no!
All right, Seth, you just rolled a 2?
Yeah, I snuck in and I rolled a 2. I grabbed the first guy from behind and I slice his throat.
Yeah, that's an impale.
Yeah, so what is that? 10 plus 10? Oh, wait, you roll and then you get 10 added on.
Yeah.
Well, it's max damage plus his damage bonus, I think, isn't it?
I thought he gets max damage.
If it's an impale, it's max damage plus bonus.
I thought it was max damage plus he gets to roll again. Is that not what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad.
Okay, I think it's... Yeah,
so max damage is...
Which is a 10.
D6 plus 4, so 10, and then you get a roll again.
2. Plus 4 is 16.
16?
Yep.
All right, so you go ahead and describe a dramatic death for this.
Dimratic
death for
what
this.
What I said, dimratic.
So I stealth in behind, and as I come up close, all sneakily, I stand up.
So you
up.
Still have another attack then, too, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
Nice. And I raise my left hand, and I put it cup it over his mouth and his nose so that he can't make any sound, and then I...
Buttercupped him.
Yeah, you fart in your hand.
But I suffocate him with my fart.
And you say, and what do you say? What do you say?
Buttercup.
Silent, but deadly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. If that works, Pete, I'll keep that. I'll just fart him to death.
All right. He's dead. All right, so you sneak up behind him, you fart in your hand, you put it in front of his mouth, and he says, deadly Damn mustard knows. Gas. And he faints to death. He's deadsies.
Oh.
Does he have to reload his ass to do the next guy?
Yeah, you can either reload or attack.
He All pops right, another right. refried bean in his mouth.
So I sneak up behind that first guy, buttercup him, and slice his throat. And then before he hits the ground...
That's such a terrible death.
Before he hits the ground, I do the same to the next guy in front of me.
All right.
You can't. You didn't reload.
Reload your ass. Hurry.
I reload.
You're what?
You gotta reload your buttercup. Except for it's stealthy, though. It's gotta be like...
So the next one, I got a 39 and a 19. So a 19, which is a hard success.
Okay. Roll for damage.
1d6 plus damage bonus.
So, d6 plus d4?
Frick, this is a d6, yeah. So, 6. I got a 10.
Okay.
Dang.
Buttercup that guy, too.
Did you even roll your d4?
Yeah, did you roll your d4?
Oh, plus a d... Oh, sorry, plus d4. I thought it was...
Yeah, plus d4.
Yeah. So, a 2. I got an 8.
Okay, so the dude gets stabbed. He staggers forward, but he doesn't fall, and he turns towards you with his gun readied.
Wait, I got my tomahawk. Can I just chuck it at him? Can I come in the door and just save the day?
Yeah, double team. Door kicks open.
Yeah, what's your dex again?
80.
Yeah, I'm sure your dex is higher than his. Go ahead.
Okay, here
kick
I go.
So you kick the door
it's
open.
It's
going to
be like Morgan Freeman in Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah. Taking out the witch.
Yeah.
So describe what you're doing.
I bust open the door with my Russian foot. And I say, guess what? It wasn't the bird. It was me.
And I roll a 30 exactly out of 65. That's a hard success.
Wait, did you throw your tomahawk at him?
Of course I did.
Okay, then you gotta... it's a success either way, but you gotta do a throw.
Okay, fine. Success. I still get a good success.
All right, roll for damage.
Okay, tomahawk is a 1d6 plus 1.
Fly like the wind, tomahawk.
And what about your... Is it got a damage bonus on it?
Just shut up.
No, because
he's... Oh, yeah, you're tiny.
He rides on the tomahawk.
Like, you kick it open and basically, like, throw an axe like a dwarf.
Just bounces off him.
Yeah.
6 plus 1, 7.
Yeah. All right. Nice. Yeah. So I want you to dramatically describe you kicking the door open, throwing the tomahawk, and he dies.
Stick
so
in his head.
Go ahead and describe this for me.
Yeah.
As I muster all the strength from the Mother Russia in me, I kick the door open. It takes my tomahawk in my hand. I let it loose with the fury of many...
Russians.
Polar bears. Polar bears.
He kicks the doggy door open.
It's one of those, like, double farmhouse doors. Just the bottom half opens.
I walk under the door. I let loose the tomahawk. It spins through the air once, twice, 200 times. And I hit him just in the nape of the neck. And he unleashes the loudest buster you've ever heard in your entire life as his bowels release all over the floor. And I say to him, "Da, Madrovsky sends a message to your ancestors. Eat shit."
Jeez.
That took like an hour.
Does Tony Lizzuto say hello?
Yeah. As his tomahawk literally spins 200 times.
And as he does it, his body will not stop convulsing on the ground.
He dies like Chef from South Park. All right, so you have these two dead dudes in front of you.
Hell yeah.
On the floor.
When we heard gunshots, I came rushing in. I'm assuming that's what Tennessee was doing too.
Russian?
Okay. So you guys
yeah,
all convene.
I was like, "Dah!"
You get there, and it's an interesting sight that you behold. One of the guys is dead with no signs of trauma to his body. He's just a dead guy on the floor. And the other guy appears to have completely exploded and voided his bowels everywhere.
What are you doing, Seth?
This is what you guys see.
Like,
it's what you see when you come walking in the
door.
You're
just covered in
splatter.
So
you guys are standing in the outbuilding.
I'm also having trouble taking my tomahawk out of his nape. Like, I'm on top of him, I'm like yanking at it, and his head keeps bouncing against the floor, right? And it won't, I can't get it out of him.
I'm like, "Here, little one, let me grab that for you," and I pull it out really easily.
So when I see this, I want to run around the building, like, towards the direction that the farmhouse is.
Okay.
Still, like, trying to keep low, you know, and just I want to look and listen and see if it looks like anybody heard the commotion and is heading this direction.
And is there any rifles? Did they have any rifles?
They did.
Yeah, they both had Sharps rifles.
With raffle tickets?
I'd like to take one of their rifles.
One of their raffle tickets.
Okay, you take their Sharps rifle.
Yeah, give me the stats so I can write it down.
Duck Carliday, you don't see any movement or hear anything coming from the ranch house. It's pretty far away, though. Like, it's all the way up the hill, couple hundred yards.
I'd like to search around in this little cabin thing here, see what we can find.
What are you searching?
Their butts.
Okay, so...
There's no poo left, I can tell you that much.
One excretes a key from
this
his
is
butthole.
One clean butt.
I don't know, what kind of fun things can we find in Pulp Cthulhu?
So, you
search their... You search them, or you... What are you searching? Are you really searching them, or are you searching the... Yeah, tell me.
Everything.
Yeah, them and the cabin and...
All pockets of all dead people in the room.
All pockets of all dead people in the room are being searched by me.
In the not messy one's pocket, you guys find this...
What the hell? Is this a napkin? Did you put your boogers?
What? He made a real
it's
one?
It's a treasure map.
Oh, you guys get the real one.
Ah, oh, we're city slickers now.
It's me, El Mawario.
Oh, now we know who's in charge. Wario.
That looks like it's a magic carpet with an M on it.
That's a W. That's a Wario.
Oh, it's my immortal enemy.
So, what you're looking at, and should I describe this, or should you?
We open it up, and I go, wah!
Am I supposed to describe this, or are you guys supposed to describe this? I don't know what's best.
You describe it because you made it.
Come on, Keeper,
none of us, the rest of us don't know what we're looking at.
All right, so in the pockets of the clean dead guy, you find this piece of parchment. It's got a rectangle on it. It kind of looks like maybe an overview of a room, with a couple open doors. In the middle of the room is what looks like a rug with a large M emblazoned on the middle of the rug. And on the outside of the rug is a pretty, this is a pretty crude drawing, looks like, with charcoal. The whole thing is pretty crudely done. But on the outside of the rug, it looks like there are maybe several horribly drawn chairs or H's or something with X's over the top of each of them.
How many are there? There's 10. There's 10 chairs.
We better hurry, guys. Looks like it's going to be sold out.
The M stands for movie.
Movie Monday.
10 chairs like the 10 girls they stole.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they stole 10 girls?
They stole 9.
9 girls.
I think it's a W. It stands for wives.
Let's dress one of us up as a girl and take them in disguise.
So originally, there were 10 girls taken, but Tennessee Twister shot that one dude, and they rescued that girl.
Yeah.
So there were 10 originally, but 9 are the ones that were actually taken.
Tennessee Twister goes on to invent the famous board game Twister after this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cut this guy's face off and wear it on my face and go in disguise.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I cut the other guy's face off.
I'm going to...
I cut this guy's butt off and wear it on my butt.
The one that's covered in poo.
Ugh. All right, I'm on my way up to the farmhouse because this map is definitely of that place.
Yeah, this looks exactly like a farmhouse.
Well, they got big barn doors. Look at those doors.
And I cannot lie.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Yeah, let's mosey on over to the farmhouse.
I'm not going to mosey. I'm going to hurry the hell up. Okay, I'm there.
All right, are you guys all going up towards the house?
Yeah, we may as well.
I'm supposed to be able to give a handout to somebody, huh?
I don't see. Yeah, it's over in the journal. Is where you do the handouts.
Because I just put this on the screen instead of actually giving it to Seth.
All right, fellas. I don't see nobody coming this way, so I don't think our cover's blown yet. So I think we still might have the element of surprise. If we head up this way, we might be able to catch Wario before he finally gets away with his dirty deeds. I mean, it's already obvious that we're not going to get a good seat, but...
All right, so are you guys going up to the ranch house?
Yeah.
Oh, that was yawn.
Ooh. All right.
Demon crow.
That's a Russian bird.
So you guys are walking up towards the ranch house. It's up a pretty... V. What?
In a flying V.
In flying V, not totem pole.
Okay, duck, if it's flying V, you're in front because you're a duck.
Of course, this is my specialty.
duck, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are walking up towards the...
Well, we're walking up stealthily. We're not just going all brazen brass, guns a-blazing.
So you guys are walking up the hill. It's a bit of a steep climb. Getting closer and closer to the ranch house, the Martin Ranch. You hear this, the first thing you hear is the sound of horses.
Horses?
Horses?
Are they coming towards us or just like in a stall?
No, they're just, they're hitched out front. Two of the horses you notice as you draw closer are actually hitched up to a wagon. As if somebody may be looking to leave in a hurry.
I go pop the tires.
Sneak up and stab all the horses. Dude, that's such like a top secret joke. Like sneaking up on the horses and like deflating them.
But you guys are getting close enough now to where you tell me how you guys are approaching the ranch house.
Stealthily.
Can I go unhitch the horses?
Hey,
like walking order?
Hey, stealthy guys. Maybe you can go up and scout it and get a little bit of a lay of the land before we make a decision how we're going to head in.
Domodrovsky at your service.
That is what I will do.
Do we see anybody around? Like anybody outside? Any guards posted anywhere?
So, go ahead and roll me. So you don't see anybody outside. You can go ahead and roll me a spot hidden if you want to look closer at the ranch.
Yeah, I do. Before I stealth, I was going to say that. I got a 7. I got an extreme success.
Okay, so, you look forward and your journalist eyes see two bandits on either side of the front door. So there's, this isn't like right next to the front door. You've got this big oak double door. Thank you. And then about 10 feet from that is there's two windows on either side. And you can see kind of off in the shadows, you see two bandits looking out those two windows. So there's one on each side.
So there's four bandits?
No, one on each side, two bandits total.
All right, so I whisper to the guys and I point out the bandits and they say, guys, there's bandits right there.
What did you say? I already left.
So there's three bandits. I'm going to kill you.
All right, so we got two guards.
This is correct.
Does it look like there's going to be any way for you guys to get up there? Maybe you can take out those guards all stealthy like you did the other ones. Or are those guys in the windows going to see you?
Da, I can stealth up there just fine.
There's only two guys, and they're in the windows.
No, there's two guys outside the door, right?
No, there are two guys inside the window.
That's what I thought you said before.
There
that's
are
why
no
I said
guys
there was
outside.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I think I might need to stealth around back and check a little
more.
That
was my misunderstanding.
Unless somebody's got a silent sniper rifle.
Yeah, do you guys want to scout around the building? See if we can, let's get a lay of the land here.
Should we go get one of the bodies from down below and use them as snipers? Or as silencers?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing his face, so they're not going to recognize me when I come up to the door.
Yeah, gonna borrow that face? I got a plan.
Gonna go up and knock on the door wearing this dude's face.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then when they ask me who's there, I'm going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
I'm going to Jimmy the Fish. I'm going
to
stealth around back and check things out.
Yeah, you guys check things out. See if we get a good lay of the land here.
Go ahead and roll stealth.
All right, I rolled a 3.
Jeez.
Yeah, Massachusetts Marvin.
Man, he impaled that spot.
Dallas Don Ronimo, are you going too, or just is it just Massachusetts Martin?
Hold on, I go now.
I've already disappeared.
Never mind, I don't have his back.
Okay, so he failed. So Massachusetts Martin gets probably...
Marvin.
Massachusetts Marvin, sorry, Martin is the ranch. gets probably halfway around the back, and then Dallas Donronimo trips over.
Wait. Push the roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dallas, push the roll.
Push the roll of him.
If I push, what happens if metagame. I miss the? If I miss it?
I can't tell you what happens before. Something bad happens.
Get a trip and make a lot of noise or something.
I run into a bunch of cowbells.
They're cowbell storage.
All right, here we go. You ready? Pushing the roll. 86.
Oh! Ouch. All right.
So I fall into a pit of cowbells.
All right. I'm going to say...
We need more cowbell.
Dallas Donronimo does fall into a pit of cowbells.
No more cowbell.
I want you to take one point of damage for falling into a pit of cowbells.
No.
This whole scene was going to be cool.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. What was that? Hey, Jason, somebody's here.
No, I'm not.
Keep a lookout.
Someone fell in the pit of cowbells. Told you that was a good idea.
All right, we'll get them ready. You hear a door slam inside, and then boots running places. In classic cliched Western fashion, you see two six-shooters break the windows in the front by the doors and aim their six-shooters out the windows. They are ready for you.
I'm gonna whisper to the other guys and I say, find another way in. I'm gonna start walking up with my hands up. Walking up to the front doors.
Not a good idea.
My hands up.
You better duck.
Head down. Just walking towards it. And saying, it's just me. No, I'm just coming to check on things up here. It's just me. Don't worry, guys.
Who's that? Do you know who that is?
Oh, that is.
It's Cowbell Johnson.
Is that Cowbell? Is that Cowbell Johnson?
It's me, Cowbell Johnson.
I'm saying that as I'm walking towards. Can I see the guys? Like, I guess I got my heads down, but I see where they were in the windows.
Yeah, I mean, you can see their guns sticking out the windows.
Did you duct tape some guns to your back and you're going to die hard them?
Well, no, I still just got my guns.
Well, man, he's a gunfighter.
On my hip. Yeah. I just got my hands up.
And he's got guns duct taped to his back.
You know, I'm just walking up. I was like, it's okay, fellas, just me. What are you guys doing while I'm doing this?
I'm going to sneak around the other side of the house, see if I can find another way in.
I'm definitely getting out of this cowbell pit.
With my new sharps, I'm taking cover and covering Duck as he's going up the stairs. And seeing if I can take a bead on any of the guys that's...
No, this Paul MacGuffin's pretty useless.
Duck, I'm going to want you to roll a disguise.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good thing you borrowed that face.
Does he get a bonus die?
I'm still wearing that guy's face, so do I get a bonus
die? No bonus die.
Okay. Dude, my disguise is 5%.
Yeah. So I got a 50.
On your disguise?
Yeah.
I'll hurry and switch places.
Hurry, run down here and trade me.
It's because it's a Pinkerton.
Alright, here we go. I got a 45 out of 5.
Spend 40 luck.
Should I spend 40 luck?
No.
just bust out your guns and start shooting. Start blasting.
Push the roll. The guy, one of the gunfighters, or I mean, not gunfighters, one of the bandits shoots at you.
You dodge.
Here it comes.
He misses.
Ooh. He hits.
Ugh. Alright.
You take 5 damage.
Alright. Alright.
I don't know you. Take that.
I get hit. I go, oh, why'd you do that? You know who I am. And I say, I'm your Duckleberry.
and I quick draw both guns at the same time and open fire.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to fire three shots at each guy, one gun each hand.
All right, I'll allow it.
All right, guy on my left, first shot. That's a 92. It's a miss. I'm going to spend 2 luck. So I'm down to 70 luck. So that's a hit. All right, second shot on my left. 71, that's a hit. Third shot on my left. It's a 49, so that's 3 hits. On my right, 77 hit. 88, that's a hit. 94. I'll spend another 4 luck. So I'm down to 66. So that's 6 hits.
Okay.
Good job, so Carla.
3 hits on each.
Yep.
All right. Left hand, that's my Lamat. So that's a 1d10 plus 1. So 8, 9, 4, 8, 9, 4. So that's 21. On the guy on the left and on the guy on the right, 5, 8, and 11.
Holy crap, 24.
So 19, right. 24 on the guy on the right.
What happened to their bowels?
I want you to go ahead and describe a dramatic death for both of these guys.
Dim-ratic.
Make sure you go into their bowels.
A dimratic death for both of these guys.
All right, well, it happened just as I said. I throw my duster back.
Your buster back?
Yeah, which clears both my guns. And suddenly, as if appearing by magic, 2 six-shooters are suddenly in my hands as I say the words, "I'm your Duckleberry." As I unload my revolvers into the 2 guys in the windows, glass explodes, and you just see them go flying back out of sight. As I then spin my revolvers and reholster them, before the guys can even get one more shot off.
And reload.
Yeah, they both fall backwards
and explode
onto the ground. You see them disappear into the shadows behind the windows. But you know, based on where your shots landed, they're not getting up.
And you hear this. So you know they're dead.
Pull one of my revolvers out to start reloading. I say, should have ducked.
All right, what do you guys do?
I run up the stairs.
Yeah, let's just bust in through the front door.
So I climb out of the pit of cowbells and I book it to the door.
So are you guys all going in the front? Massachusetts Marvin was kind of almost all the way to the back by the time you fell into the pit of cowbells.
Yeah. I'm still going around the back.
Okay, you're still stealthing around the back?
Cool. Yeah, we're just going to go in guns blazing.
The bust of you, or the bust of you, the rest of you bust in through the front?
Going in through the front, guns out.
All right, you guys
open,
bust in through the front, and a few things happen really quickly. As the door opens, you can see directly in front of you a big, very grandiose staircase leading up to the second floor. At the top of the staircase in front of you, there is a large oil painting that looks very weathered and old. Some of whom are very old. Hang on. We're gonna do this.
Hey everybody, it's Paul McGruff here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Iron Files. If you like what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review and check us out on our very own website, www.arkhamrpg.com. Thank you again for being an Arkham Files listener. Yee-haw!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.